Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. White House officials announced that Tesla committed to making at least 7,500 of its charging stations available to all electric vehicles by the end of 2024. Of these, at least 3,500 will include high-speed 250-kilowatt chargers on highway corridors. Users will need to use Tesla's app or website to access the charge network. This comes as part of the White House's overall goal of making at least 500,000 chargers available to EV drivers by 2030. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple will evaluate borrowers for its upcoming Apple Pay Later service based on their spending history, as well as which other Apple devices they own. Apple Pay Later loan offers will expire after 30 days, and applications may require government IDs, social security numbers, and two-step authentication on an Apple account. The European Commission announced it received requests from several national regulators to look into Adobe's proposed $20 billion acquisition of Figma. It clarified the deal fell below the standard threshold of a European Union scale review, but will proceed with an investigation. The U.S. Justice Department already opened an official investigation into the deal, and the U.K.'s Competition and Markets Authority said it began looking into the deal, although it has yet to launch an official investigation. The Financial Times' sources say the European Commission plans to launch an investigation into Amazon's proposed $1.7 billion acquisition of iRobot. In questionnaires already sent to Amazon about the deal, regulators reportedly asked about the ability of iRobot devices to take pictures while in use around a home. As of March 16th, Instagram creators will no longer be able to tag products during live streams. This marks a continued retreat for Meta from live shopping. It shut down the same capability on Facebook back in October. Meta launched an updated version of its Why Am I Seeing This Ad tool on Facebook. This will now show a summary of what activity on and off Facebook may have informed its machine learning model to serve the ad, and provide examples of how its machine learning ad models work in general. Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing, or eVTOL, aircraft company Joby Aviation said it began final assembly of its prototype and expects to begin test flights by mid-year. Last week, Joby received full FAA Part 23 certification that its aircraft conforms to safety requirements and standards set by the U.S. FAA. The next step is to get production certification so it can mass produce them. The company hopes to begin commercial operations in 2025. The German airline Lufthansa grounded all flights early on February 15th after a damage to four Deutsche Telekom fiber broadband cables at a rail location in northern Frankfurt disrupted its IT operations at its global flight operations center. Some flights resumed later that day, but it didn't expect flights in Frankfurt to resume until the early evening. The broadband cables were damaged by concrete drills working in the area. Apple released new details about its streams for its MLS Season Pass. All games will stream at 1080p with Dolby 5.1 audio, with Apple committing to more cameras on field at each match. Games will also include local radio and other alternate broadcast audio options. Most games will be on Saturday or Wednesday nights that start at 7:30 local time. The subscription will offer almost 1,000 matches in the year, including the All-Star Game, MLS Cup Playoffs, the League's Cup, and MLS Next Pro developmental matches. IKEA announced an indoor smart air quality sensor called the Vinstirka. It measures particulate matter levels, humidity, temperature, and looks for pollutants. It works by itself through IKEA's app or can integrate with its Dirigera smart home hub, which can link air quality alerts to ramping up its Starkvind smart air purifier. It arrives in April. No word on pricing. Oppo launched its Find N2 Flip Foldable in China back in December, and now it's going international. It arrives in the UK on March 2nd for £849, with plans to also come to European markets, although no word on when or for how much. No plans for an official release in North America. Google began to roll out a beta release of its Privacy Sandbox ad tracking system on Android. This system tracks users by interest groups instead of individually, with users able to block interests they don't want to see ads for. Google plans to block third-party cookies in Chrome once it fully releases Privacy Sandbox, announcing a timetable to support existing ads platform features for at least 2 years. And finally, Microsoft confirmed it will shut down its enterprise-focused social network Yammer. Existing Yammer users will be migrated to Microsoft's Viva Engage platform, starting with mobile apps in March and web apps in the summer. Microsoft acquired Yammer in 2012 for $1.2 billion. Good night, sweet prince. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And for all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.